You're listening to the Dharma and Greg Initiative.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Hello!
Welcome back, castaways.
Welcome to the Dharma and Greg Initiative. I am the Dharma, Nathan.
And I am Greg. The Greg.
The Greg. So, we're going to start off...
A little confession.
A big confession. No. It's nothing crazy.
Oh.
Except we lost this episode a while ago.
Whoa.
We lost it. It's just gone from my computer. It's gone
It'll be on ABC next fall.
I hope so. If this gets greenlit, we can only hope. So this whole thing is has been deleted somehow.
Right.
And we are re-recording it. However, we just spent the last 2 hours re-recording this episode, not realizing that we were re-recording the wrong episode.
That's right, folks. We were re-recording content that we still have.
It's already scheduled to be published.
Yep.
We maybe smoked a little bit too much, maybe not enough. I don't know.
I'm going to blame it on a continuing global pandemic.
Thank you so much for going there.
Yeah. And Republicans.
Thank you so much for going there also. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I blame it on nothing else but those two things.
Nobody's brain is working right now. Do you know anybody who is doing like 100% at the moment?
Maybe. To quote Maria Bamford, I wake up every morning, I look in the mirror and say, hey, I want 20%, if not 5. And that's what I give. It's enough for
that's
me.
That's where we are.
It's enough for me. Yeah. I get home, I get to work, I get back, I'm safe, I'm fine. So, because we are 4 hours in to recording these episodes, technically, if you count the first time we did it and what we just did, that didn't mean anything.
It's a good thing we like each other.
I know. This is easy.
Find the role.
I'm not mad about this. Oh, no, we have to spend more time together. So, the things we should be covering today are season 1 of Lost, episodes 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
Episode 8 is called Confidence Man.
It's a Sawyer episode.
It is a Sawyer episode. Is this our first? This is our first Sawyer episode,
I believe,
correct?
It is, yeah.
So, because my notes are crazy, let's just give the long and short of this episode. Flashback-wise, let's start with flashbacks of Sawyer. So, it starts with him in bed with a beautiful woman. I think her name is Jessica, probably. And
Jessica Rabbit.
Probably. She doesn't have red hair. She's blonde. But he's like, I'm late for a meeting.
Yeah.
We've been fucking all day. How Oopsie romantic.
Poopsie. My meeting's not till 3. Oh my God, honey, it's 2:45.
Oh, no. They're not in Australia, but I'm just taking us there. And he goes to grab his briefcase while he leaves. Oh, it opens and all this
money
spills
falls
out.
Oh no, you weren't supposed to see that.
How mysterious. He's so rich. And he fills her in on a little secret that he has a deal with an oil company. And if he could just get, how much is it? $160,000 more dollars?
Yeah.
He needs $300,000.
Yeah.
He has $140,000. He needs the
$160,000. $300,000.
He's like, I'm not going to ask it for you, doll. But she's all, my husband, because she's a married woman having sex with this con artist. She's all, my husband might be into it. I could probably talk him into investing this. So Sawyer,
is this his dick and is interested in a threesome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm on board.
Her husband runs Cuckold Industries. We know this. It's part of the show, Greg. Keep up, please.
We know
this to be true. So he meets up with the husband and they're not, you know.
Right.
It's just, oh, my wife found this investment. I might do it. Sawyer leaves the money with him as a trust thing for some reason. I don't know. I don't understand straight people. And
Ooh.
Or con artists, to be honest.
Ooh, call out.
That gets Sawyer in trouble with,
the actual
loan shark or what have
Who's
you.
Like, why the fuck did you leave the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't remember where that goes. But Sawyer gets back to the thing to make the deal with the people. He's going to get the $160,000 from them. He sees their kid walk in. Changes his mind immediately.
Like,
can't do it in front of a kid. I'm not doing this to a child. He has a conscience, it turns out. Good for him.
We didn't know.
It hasn't shown since the beginning.
Notice.
It's the first time we were seeing it. So, you know, good. Thanks, man. Thanks for showing up late. That's the background. That's the flashback.
That's all of the things that happen. It's not even that much.
It really isn't. On the island.
On the island. Ooh, God.
A lot is going
down.
There's some violence. So basically, Shannon has asthma, we find out. Her
Boo.
Her one flaw. Her one flaw. She's so embarrassed to tell anybody, but she has asthma. She can't find her inhalers. Everyone obviously assumes Sawyer.
Sailor.
Sorry, Sawyer has them.
Yeah, Sawyer's got the fucking inhalers. Obviously.
Has to. I mean, if you just do the math,
that's
what it would be. Oh, I need to take a sip. Lubricate before you want to read. It's from Pose. So everyone assumes that Sawyer has Shannon's inhalers. I'm pretty sure he beats up Boone.
There's a lot of violence in this episode.
The gist of it is Jack and Saeed torture Sawyer.
It is so bonkers.
And in the middle, it's pretty graphic and gnarly. Really uncalled for, honestly. They've only been there for like 28 days or something.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's like day 24, 25. But they've resorted to crazy violence, torture violence now for inhalers.
We're not even that far into the stay on the island. Come on, baby. We've already done the torturing.
Yeah. Ooh. Great. What's next?
Post 9/11 television.
So dramatic. So good. And Kate tries to stop the torturing. She's all like, I'll talk to him. Sawyer says, I'll tell you where the inhalers are if you kiss me. She gives it eventually. They kiss.
Right.
Probably gnarly because no one's brushed their teeth in a month. Or something. I don't know what they're doing. Salt water wash?
Maybe Sun has found something that works.
Spearmint. She's growing peppermint or something.
You know she's good about this because
she had a pack of seeds on her when she was flying, obviously. She brought her horticulture kit. But they kiss, and it turns out Sawyer does not have the inhalers. Never did.
It's such a weird thing.
I will say I know where the inhalers are.
Okay. But I don't.
You find out at the last season. I'm not kidding. The third to last episode, there's a flashback, and you can see him, and it's like, what? It's so good.
I don't like any part of that sentence.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love
it. Is she gonna die?
Shannon?
Yeah.
Well, everyone dies, Greg, at some point. We all die. What kind of question is that?
Just kill her already. She said, remember?
Just kill her already. So annoying, trying to, like, live. Struggling to breathe. What an asshole. That's kind of the in and out of the episode. Sawyer is being a dick. He's withholding information. He's getting off on it. He's Lucille Bluth. And he gets tortured for it. At the end of the episode, Saeed feels so bad about it that he leaves.
He leaves, yeah. And doesn't Sun solve the
And Sun, because of her secret garden.
Yeah.
Bless her. She was growing like eucalyptus or mentholips, some kind of something that would have helped Shannon and does help Shannon with her asthma.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank God her asthma never comes up again.
Wow.
It was just like for this episode.
Wow. Well, it's just a plot device.
Thanks. But that's pretty much it. I mean, we find out Sawyer was a con man before, could have figured that out. But he does have some kind of moral backbone when it comes to children being involved.
And isn't it
the letter.
And the letter.
The letter. So we've seen him the whole season reading this letter. Somehow never got ruined in a plane crash or wet or whatever. Anyway, good ink, good paper. He bamboozled Kate with the kiss. She, deserves answers, she thinks. Because she's also a private investigator. Remember that? She's very good.
What can't she do?
She reads the letter finally. He gives it to her and he wrote it as a child.
Right.
To a man who did the conned his parents and they ended up dead from it. And the guy's name was Sawyer. So he's taken on that moniker as like a revenge or something thing. We'll get there.
Who knows? Because he's a con artist too.
But that's not his name.
Guilt?
His name is not Sawyer.
I know. Is it Guilt though?
His name is James Ford.
Ew. Mm-hmm. My grandmother recently went to the Henry Ford Museum. With two of my siblings.
Yeah.
And, she's 84. So she's very aware of her limitations. And she got herself a motorized scooter while she was there.
A jazzy scooter.
And she was giving everybody a run for their money. She was apparently doing donuts at one point.
She better live her fucking life.
She lives her fucking life, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Speaking of Ford.
Fuck Henry Ford, dude.
Fuck Henry Ford. Fuck that Eisenhower. Guy.
Ruined the infrastructure of this beautiful land that you stole and ruined. You tell kids to go play outside to what? Concrete?
Concrete.
I don't know. There are parks in my neighborhood, but I never see children there.
I do love the interstate system, though. It's a hell of
You're part
a
of
thing.
The problem.
It's a hell of a thing.
Death to all of them. I'm never going to let that die.
Okay.
I'm never going to let that die. So my one trivia thing for this episode was that you see in season 6, Shannon's right. Inhalers, they're in the caves. They're just kind of chilling in like a... They just missed them. People just missed them.
God, that's so stupid.
They were probably empty. I think they may have been the empty ones that she was like, I had others.
Oh, right.
I don't think we ever find the others, her replacements of them. But you do see her inhalers seasons and seasons on when they... You'll love it. You're going to love the last season of the show.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Bananas. Okay, so that was the first episode.
The first.
Are you satisfied with that?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I know.
This is going to be a short episode, folks. It's fine.
We've been through too much today. Okay, so episode 9 is Solitary. It picks up.
Oh, boy.
Picks up with Saeed. This is a Saeed episode. Picks up with him leaving the group.
Yeah.
He's going to try and map the beach. He feels bad about what he did to Sawyer because he said he'd never torture again.
Apparently,
we find out why.
No one's been more than 20 feet from where they landed.
Yeah. Well, scary. Polar bears, boars, monster, French people.
Yeah, but they get all those where they are.
Yeah. I don't know. It's wild. I would have probably sent two big groups out within the first 10 days, at least.
Exactly.
Once I realized, no one knows where we are. No one's coming to get us right now.
We need to figure out what
where are we? Because there might be people.
Exactly.
Look, there's a fucking hotel on the other side. You're just in Guam or some shit. Oh my god.
Is there?
Oh my god. She goes, hi. And that's the only thing she says. That's the end of the show. That's the finale. Okay, so this is Saeed. He's on his journey. His solitary journey. He's playing a lot of solitaire by himself. He's not good at it. Because of his nails, he can't really pick up the cards. Sorry. I hate seeing his hands.
So dumb. I love it.
I can't. Oh, I hate when
they're
they show
awful.
His hands.
God. Oh,
cut your
make
nails.
Them go away.
Cut your nails. I hope he loses his hands like Star Trek or Star Wars style. So it's like, at least you have a robot hand. It'll probably have nails too.
I
know. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. Okay, so yeah, he is making his way downtown, walking fast. The beach is past, and he finds a wire from
the
island,
wire?
From the show. He found a box set of it.
Ah!
No, he finds a big cable.
No, it's huge.
A big cable.
Yeah,
big,
he's
thick
like,
old
what the
cable.
Fuck?
It's going
and
from
it
the water,
from the water onto the island
to the jungle.
Yeah, it's
He investigates it, gets caught in a trap, and he is kidnapped by Russo. She's a French woman.
She's the French woman.
She's the source of the signal that
she's
been going
source.
Out.
She is the source. Destroy the child.
Sorry.
different.
She's crazy. She's demonic in her own little ways. She keeps asking Saeed, where is Alex? Where's Alex?
Alex?
And a bunch of different
Alex?
Languages.
She's
no
like
one knows who that is.
Electrocuting him.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
She's nuts.
This is not a person you want to meet.
She's been there for 16 years.
Of course she's nuts.
We don't get a whole lot of backstory.
Yeah.
Besides, she had other people with her. They all got ill, she says. They got the sickness, the disease or something. And we find out that she shot her partner.
Hello.
And Alex is missing. We don't know who Alex is.
Oh.
Her child? Did she say it was her child?
She might have. Listened.
I think so.
I know I watched this like 2 days ago, but I can't tell you.
I think I watched this episode like 2 months ago because I forgot which ones we were supposed to be covering. Oops. Saeed's in a predicament with her. He kind of gets out. Before he leaves, he takes a bunch of her papers and whatnot.
Right.
Takes a bunch of maps
like,
and notes and stuff.
Yeah,
he's trying to figure
been
out.
Here for a while.
Yeah, and he needs to figure out where this radio station is so he can change the signal and get it to go off the island.
Right.
It sounds like it's just circulating on the island right now, which not helpful.
Not at all.
Not helpful.
She's lost it, folks.
She is crazy. She needs a deep conditioner, too.
Oh, I noticed that.
Some Neutrogena.
I mean, at least that was realistic.
Skin
right?
masks, a few of them in a row. She's tired. She's probably like 19 age-wise. But she looks a hot 58 just because of the sun damage and the monkey jungle of it all. She's evolved.
Into an ape?
Yes. No, that's devolved.
Okay.
She's more. She's something new.
She's something new.
She's French.
An X-Men.
That's the French.
She could be an X-Men now.
She could be.
Right? Because they own all of it now.
We can't go there. Okay. That's too much for my
we were talking about brain. X-Men on the Island.
I know. In the flashbacks, though, let's get to that. Oh, yeah. So we find out Saeed used to torture people for...
Yeah, he, for the Iraqi Republican Army.
Yes.
Yeah, very topical, very relevant for the time.
Yeah, makes sense. Made sense then, makes sense now. Yeah. Still...
It's real fucked up.
It's dark.
It's real fucked up that they were like, they actually went there. They had an Arab character on the show, and then they were like, oh yeah, he used to torture people.
Mm-hmm. And he was so good at it, we gave him a promotion.
Yeah.
He gets to torture his childhood friend.
His childhood friend.
Nadia. Yeah. Gorgeous little Nadia. Though. She's been tortured before. God. She is a strong little thing. She refuses to give in.
She won't give in.
She's very strong.
Yeah. She won't back down.
She won't give up.
She's a tough old broad.
Yeah. She won't cooperate. She shows her wounds.
How fucked up is that, though? That they actually wrote this for him.
It is fucked up, but like,
it's icky.
We haven't even gotten to the worst parts of other characters that are as dark, if not darker.
Sure. But which one of them are like also cliches for the time?
Charlie with the whole Oasis thing. It's kind of the same timeline
with that.
That's pretty dark and fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't tell you a whole lot more without spoilers.
Okay.
There are some things that happen to characters you have not met yet.
Okay.
So, I can't.
Fair enough.
You'll find out.
My rating is icky.
Yeah, it's icky so far. Okay. But, Nadia is not giving him any info. They're running out of time. They're going to take her away and have her killed. Saeed's supposed to do it. And in the last minute, he... You know, decides to do the right thing and help her escape. Has to shoot some of his comrades or whatever you call them, soldiers, fellow soldiers. And his besties, before he leaves, she signs a picture of herself and writes, "Ooh, I have it. I have it written down because it is something that you need to remember."
He's got it, folks.
In Arabic, she wrote, "If we cannot make to see each other in this life, we can see each other in another life." Big theme of the show.
Oh.
Seeing another life.
Okay.
That becomes like a big quote.
Cool.
From one specific character that you are going to love when we get there. I cannot wait. Oh my God. He not only is he so funny and interesting, he's hot. He has an accent. And oh my God. Can't wait. That's basically what's happening. I'm trying to think about other things that are happening on the island outside of Saeed. Because they do flash back to the beach.
Yeah, is this the golf episode?
This is the golf episode because Charlie and Claire are not missing yet. That happens next episode.
Okay. So this is the golf episode.
So Hurley gets a great idea, finds some clubs somewhere within the wreckage and whatnot, and decides, I'm going to make a golf course to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
And it does. It works.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy. They're playing, they're having fun. People are even letting Sawyer come back in and like join the group a little bit. He's back. He's not, you know, awful this episode.
Well, give him time.
It is sweet. It is a sweet moment, but it is like, come on.
I mean, I get it. You have more full steam.
Like we have a lot to get to. There's a lot going on.
I know. Pacing is an issue with the show for sure.
Yes, we talked about it in the thing we are not going to release probably, but
I just wanted to say it.
This is Lost is one of the first shows to go to do this kind of format.
Yeah.
And have like 22 hour long episodes that you can't miss one.
Yep.
You have to keep watching.
Yeah.
If you miss anything, it's over for you. You might as well start over. And that wasn't possible back then.
Yeah.
And, we've learned since then. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any notes about... Do you remember anything specific outside of Saeed's story?
No, I really appreciate Hurley.
Yeah. I'm glad he could be useful. I still wish we knew anything about him.
Exactly.
That would be...
Give me a Hurley episode.
That'd be really nice. Yeah. Some trivia, I guess, is it's day 13.
A number.
And this is the first time we're introduced to the whispers. Russo does mention whispers. And when there are whispers, there are others.
Okay.
First time we hear the term others regarding to other people on the island who were there before the plane crash.
Yeah.
And other than Rousseau.
Yeah.
Herself. And we do hear the whispers. Saeed is checking. He's going through the jungle, trying to get back to camp. And we hear the whispers. Spooky.
Real spooky.
It's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about this episode? Do you think it was better than the Sawyer one?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was better. Yeah,
I too.
Yeah. As icky as the backstory was to me, it was, you know, it was well done. It was well written.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good conflict there.
I agree. I think the actor who plays Saeed is really good at playing this character.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think the cast is lacking in talent. Mm-mm. I do think some characters are annoying, but it's not the actor's fault.
Nope.
But I also don't think Saeed's an annoying character.
At all.
I think he's very interesting. I'm glad they went there. I'm glad it was interesting enough, because what was the alternative?
Oh.
Especially for, the creative mind of white people writing a TV show post 9/11, trying to say something political. Like, what was the alternative? You know what I mean?
For real. I mean, it did humanize them.
Yeah.
There's that.
It was it was as respectful as they could have thought to be.
Sure. Well, it's a lot like I heard people talking about one of the things that was different and revolutionary in a way about the new Star Wars films was that for the first time, a stormtrooper took his mask off. Mm-hmm. And you could see that it's just a person.
Yeah.
Just like me and you. And so, you know, it's that thing of trying to build empathy.
I totally understand what you're saying.
For something that, you know, to make him be like, hey, you know, people are people and everyone has their own lives and experiences and stuff. Like,
I think they dropped the ball with it. Like, they did a good job in the first one of making that point of these are people.
Yeah.
You know, they're not clones anymore. They used to be just mindless whatever. I'm not really 100% sure. I don't really care. But I kind of remember there were clones involved. They're attacking. I think there's a whole episode 2 about it. But now it's like, these are people and they have their own thoughts and their own motivations and free will, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. They're not supposed to, but like this one is different.
Well, he was kidnapped and stuff like that.
This one's different. And then they never let him do anything else the rest of the series.
I agree.
That's a bummer.
It's awful. Yeah, he got a raw deal.
And I blame J.J. Abrams somehow.
I do.
He's still involved with all that shit still. I mean, come on, dude.
You're better than that.
Is he? No. I mean, this stretch of episodes we've been covering have been like, come on. The first three were so captivating. Right. And then everything else is a little, where's the water? Where are we? And who are you? And now we're finally at the most interesting part of the who are you? And we, you know, again, when we get to the Michael and Walt episode, things start getting crazy and fun and interesting, but like, we're not there yet. Should we take a quick break before we cover our Claire episode and then we'll get to it? All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Enjoy this ad from something. Meow Mix.
Sure.
Do they still make that?
Yeah, they do.
Gross.
They do.
Hello, we're back.
Hey, castaways.
Welcome back to the Darma and Greg Initiative. We took a quick little break. We have one episode left to cover this week.
Yes.
This is a Claire episode.
It's a good old Claire episode.
It's the better of... No, this is the weakest of the three, I believe. At least in the first one, someone gets tortured.
This is true. This one is kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
We don't find out too much about her personally.
No,
we
really
don't. Just
her
pregnancy.
Well, yeah. I really hate that for her.
Like, I don't know who Claire is still.
Yeah, because they reduced her character to her pregnancy, essentially. Yeah. Boo.
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 Anyway.
Women don't exist just to be plot devices. Boo.
Yeah. Give her the Kate treatment.
Mm-hmm. What can't Kate do?
Make her a maverick. She can do everything.
Maverick.
She's a maverick. So should we talk about the flashbacks first or the island stuff first? Because honestly, you know what? We could probably... I don't know. Let's do flashback first.
Yeah, let's
do flashback
first.
Okay. So it starts... It is a bummer. It starts with her and her at the time boyfriend. They're waiting for the result of her pregnancy test, and they're excited. And then she finds out she is pregnant, and she's nervous, but her boyfriend's like, "You got this. We can do this together. Yeah, I'm never going to leave you." Supportive. And it's so sweet. It's like, so nice to see. And it makes you think like, "Oh, what happened to that guy? Because she's stuck on this island. I hope he's not waiting for her."
Yeah.
No, baby.
No, we don't get to keep the happy things.
No one does. Not here, not on this show, not on this network, and not on my time.
Not on this network.
Not today. Yeah, once she's like very, very pregnant, he decides this isn't for him. And she did it on purpose to trap him.
The biggest dick move he could make.
Even though she didn't want to be pregnant to begin with.
Right.
And that's awful. What an asshole.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
He won't be seeing heaven.
No. Nope, he's going to the bad place, you know, with the
poets and the libertarians. Right now,
the people who microwave fish at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big believer in socks and shoes off on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Or just putting your foot anywhere near anyone else. Keep it below.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And in your hair. Absolutely. Keep all of you in your seat. Don't put your hair behind it. Fly like you're not supposed to be there because you're not.
No.
It's not a right. It's a privilege.
It is a privilege.
What do you think? You're one of the guardians of the hool?
I will waste you.
You have to go through this old bastard first.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
30 Rock will never get old. Sorry.
Never.
It's going to be a huge part of this podcast.
Holy shit.
We will never not reference it. Just letting you know.
That was a beautiful detour. Let's get back on track.
So, Claire's boyfriend is being unsupportive. He wants to leave. He leaves her. In the meantime, she and her friend go to see a psychic. Claire is not into it at first, but she gets talked into it. When she becomes excited, the guy basically sees her, touches her once, and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, I can't tell you whatever it is. I just blah blah blah.
Yeah, you have to go. I'm not telling you. She pressures him later.
She's like, no, please, blah blah blah. Like, what does he call him?
Yeah, she shows up again. I believe.
Right. Okay.
She pestered him for an answer on what's going on, and
she's getting real pushy.
Basically, he's like, at first, he's like, you need to give it up, right? No, he's like, you need to keep it. You have to raise it yourself.
Right.
You absolutely have to raise this baby. Or the end of the world, pretty much, in like his eyes.
Yeah.
He's very vague about it. And she's, terrified because her boyfriend left. She's alone in this. She doesn't want to do that. Yeah, she wants to give it up.
So she's clearly looking for anything. Yeah.
So months later, he agrees to finally see her, gives her another reading. And this time he's like, I'm going to set you up with a couple in America.
And they're going
to. You have to give
baby.
It to them. Yeah. You can't raise this baby. I get it now. Bob, he's bullshitting her.
Yeah.
I think he's like completely fucking setting her up and it's terrifying.
Oh,
I don't know why, but it's awful. And so that's how she's on the, that's why she's on the plane. That's why she's in the crash and why she's here. She listened to a fucking charlatan and now she's stranded about to have a baby in like a week.
Or something.
Very soon.
She's gonna pop.
It's in like 6 episodes.
Yikes.
So and if some episodes are a day, like, we're close. Oh, it's very close.
Okay, well.
So, that's her deal. That's her background. She mentioned she doesn't speak to her parents.
Yeah.
She's very alone. She's pregnant. She has one friend at least. And
one friend, a boyfriend, and a psychic.
And a psychic.
Cool.
And a pizza place. Remember that one?
Oh, my God.
Remember that one?
Oh, my God. Deep core memory.
Two never guys, seen... one girl in a pizza place I've with never... Ryan Reynolds, baby.
I've never seen that show.
It's not good.
All right. We've reviewed.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, that's our background.
Well,
that background.
That saved us having a podcast about that show.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
And I could not have made a pun with that one.
Okay.
So, on the island in the current times, not her flashbacks.
Hello. 2004.
It's day 15. Sorry, it's day 15 right now. Claire is having another nightmare. This is the first instance of that, correct?
I think this is when they pop up.
Yeah. Claire's having nightmares.
Like, holy God.
Yeah. That someone's trying to hurt her baby. She's crying. She's like dug her nails into her palm to blood. a dingo ate her baby, Jack. Where's my baby? Trying to hurt my baby. I love it. I could talk like that all day. I shouldn't. I'll probably get sued. Rightfully. She's terrified. This is all a dream, by the way. The opening is a dream. She sits up. She's not pregnant. She's terrified still. She's like, what's going on? John Locke is there. He's being all cryptic and he says,
like John Locke.
He says, she asks what's happening. He says, you know what's happening. She says, but I don't understand why. He says, he was your responsibility, but you gave him away, Claire. Everyone pays the price now. His eyes go black like a shark's eyes. It is so scary. He is so scary. And then she wakes up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a nightmare.
It's terrifying. John Locke is cryptic and scary. His eyes go black. She gets up to run. She's not pregnant anymore. But she hears baby cries in the jungle. She is running and running and running. Finds a crib with a plane mobile. Pulls the blankets back. It's just a pool of blood.
Yeah, it's real. It's real Rosemary's Baby.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. I remember when I first watched this episode, I was just like, this is all of the tropes about a pregnant woman in one episode.
She's being gaslit.
No, seriously.
Yes, no, she is. She totally is. No one believes her about these things. And it's like, this is like fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, very specific.
Like everything.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
nightmare.
Yeah,
yeah. We know that's a nightmare.
She's already
been
through a bunch of shit. She has a ton of anxiety. Yeah.
Give
yeah.
her a
this
fucking break, everybody.
Woman. Good God.
Give her a break. But she does wake up.
Where's
she
Kate?
Can do whatever she wants. Oh. She's a magician. The last thing in her dream is her in the hand pool of blood, and then she wakes up covered in blood with her hands.
Because
she's dug her nails in her palms. So awful. Charlie's freaking out, but like, what else is he doing besides heroin? Yeah, Jack gaslights her basically. It's like, one hell of a nightmare. Okay,
he
great.
Tells her to lose weight.
Thanks, yeah. Tells her she needs a lobotomy. Her boobs aren't big enough.
She's hysterical.
She's stupid. You know, typical doctor stuff.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure out like what else is interesting. This is happening on the island with Claire. God, Kate on the brain. With Claire, this episode, basically, she and Charlie are going back and forth, arguing about what's true and what's not with her
He's
nightmares.
He's trying to be supportive.
But also realistic. And she's also, you know, really experiencing these things, but no one's taking her seriously. Mm-hmm. And as they, you know, step away from the camp and they're having a little tiff or something, Ethan, this is when Ethan pops up.
Hi, Ethan.
And they don't know that.
Yeah, they think he's fine.
They don't know who he is. And we don't know what's going on yet. Earlier in the episode, Hurley realizes that they don't really know who everyone is. And if, you know, she's being attacked and it could be from someone.
Sure.
We need to know who everyone is so we can figure out who's attacking her.
It makes
it's happening.
Look at Hurley. He has a lot of good ideas.
He makes like a census.
Yeah.
He uses the
manifest.
The manifest from the flight and realizes that Ethan was not on the flight.
Holy shit.
And then it cuts to him in front of Charlie and Claire and they're like, hey, what's going on? And he's just staring at them, dead face. So scary. They should cast a mask of that. It'd be so
I'd
creepy.
Do that for Halloween.
Creepy. So that's kind of our big. It's like our, like, yeah, this guy was not on the plane. We know that now.
Yeah.
There are other people
There's
around.
There's a lot of stuff that's happened, but this was
Russo
like,
warned us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are other people out there, and they can blend in with us very easily, it turns out. We need to be very aware of who we're around. Don't trust anybody.
Holy shit.
As a rule for me, I would have been like, if I did not see you on the plane,
nope.
I'm not talking to you.
Nope.
Sorry. It's just too risky. It's too scary. So he kidnaps Charlie and Claire. Ethan does.
Yeah. I was there.
And I was there. And I'm still here.
I'm still here.
I mean, those are the important parts of this episode, to be honest. Like, it takes place over 2 days. It's a lot of freaking out and being misunderstood. Hurley has a good idea. It turns out to be a good idea. Like, it really is a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
It's true. He does something happens with it. Anything you want to add?
Like a win for the castaways, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Claire background, the flashback stuff is, like, not really interesting. It is very sad that she had to go through that, but, like... It's just more questions of, like, how did this guy know? What did this guy know? Who is he working for? What's happening? How is all, like, is all any of this connected? Is this all coincidence? Come on.
Wow.
This is so much.
You have more questions than I do. I'm very patient with this. Things will happen as they happen.
I know.
You're very excited about the show, though, and that's
why I know. I just want to get to all the fun things, all the best things that I like about it. We're getting very, very close. The end of the season is super good. It's crazy good. Okay. I don't believe anything else is worth mentioning on the island. Maybe the fact that Charlie accidentally admits to Claire that he is a recovering drug addict, and she didn't know that until now. So she's kind of like lost a little bit of trust in him.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't outright like shun him or anything, but she's not like as close now. Like, she kind of was taken aback by that.
You'd think that he would have told her by now, right?
Yeah, but it's only been 16 days. He doesn't know. It's
only been 16 days, and this
is, and he's only like 4 days sober.
Yeah,
at this point.
Like, yeah.
Okay. I agree, and I wish it were different.
Yeah.
I understand. I wish it weren't like that.
That's there you go.
My stance on it.
That's probably gonna happen a lot in this show.
Uh huh. Yeah, you're right. So, Saeed comes back at the tail end of the episode, very end. He runs back. They hadn't seen him in a week.
Holy shit, I've been tortured.
Yeah, no, he's like, we're not alone. And he passes out.
Poor man.
Boom. Lost. Oh. It's a great, like,
lost. It's a real, yeah.
I love it. Very deep noise. Deep, guttural noise. That's pretty much it for this episode. The only trivia I have is that this is the first time that the flight number is mentioned,
815.
I caught it, and...
Yeah.
What comes up again in the Caitlin, but I guess that's in the future, huh? I don't know what time or year it is. Where are we? Who the fuck knows? We're lost.
It's March of 2020.
We ourselves are lost. And another piece of trivia is that Ethan Rom, as he says his name is an anagram for other man. He's one of the others.
Like a CD-ROM?
Ethan Rom.
Rom on Star Trek.
Maybe he pronounces it Rome, Ethan Rome.
Ooh,
but,
okay.
But it's spelled Rom. That's how I was going to say
R-O-M?
It.
R-O-M?
And, yeah. Just R-O-M.
That's not Rome. Sorry about it.
Maybe if it had an umlaut.
Oh. Well, he's not that fancy or that foreign.
Well, he's island folk, Gregory.
He's just simple island
he's
folk.
He's a jungle boy.
The only life he's
like,
ever known.
Like Mowgli. What? It's Mowgli. And no. Well, what do you think about the Claire episode? What do you think about this group of episodes? This group of episodes.
Real hit and miss, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Saeed one was the strongest one. For sure. Just like on like a... That could have been a standalone movie. His flashback stuff could have been its own like...
You're right.
Short film, and it would have probably movie. Won like a Palme d'Or.
Sure.
Or something like that.
I don't know. Sawyer has not... I don't.
You're not warming up to him yet.
I don't care much about anything except for the fact that he went through all that torture for nothing. That's the most interesting thing about him.
Okay, that's fair. I believe he gets more interesting as the show goes on, but I know we're not there yet because I remember not liking him at this point still and being like, when are they gonna kill this asshole?
You know, somebody has to die. It's a fucking island.
It's lost.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not safe out there.
They can't afford all those people all the show. Come on.
Oh, the
especially if there's others out there. The picture like those are actors too.
The picture on Hulu of all those people, that's just the cast.
Yeah.
That's just the cast.
It's 26 people.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
I don't.
I love this show so much. I love this show so much.
It shouldn't have worked.
It is a soap opera that dabbled into the sci-fi world.
Ah, perfect.
Gives me everything I need.
We've already been over.
We're gonna get to an episode where you're hit deep and you're gonna be like, I get it now. You're gonna cry and be like, I understand.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, do you have a what's lost on me for this episode? I know we forgot to do it last episode. Or did we?
What is? We could have.
Again, time is an illusion for us today, folks. We
probably did.
Do you have one? I don't have one. We don't have to do it this week. We can take a.
I'm gonna say we've earned a short episode.
Yes,
listeners, you've earned a short episode.
You have. Thank you so much for dealing with the two or three hour, 30 minute plus episodes. But we're learning. We're getting through it, and you know, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
If you like the shorter ones, let us know.
Let's not forget to, because we did do this in the shit we accidentally re-recorded. Let's not forget to shout out our analytics.
Oh yes. Yeah. Look at the analytics of the first three episodes that have been published. Because that's where we are right now in our time.
Yeah.
The first three have been published. Thank you so much to everyone who have listened to them. It is a lot of America, but at least one person maybe is listening in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's so cool. So if it's a real person and not like a VPN or whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate that's it.
Super cool.
Please let us know how you found out about us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
Yeah. We're on Twitter. It is the D&G Initiative. D&G Initiative. Yeah. They wouldn't let me put the whole thing and other shorter, cuter ones were taken already.
Oops.
And I don't believe in putting numbers in it unless it's part of our actual name, correct?
Thank you very much for that.
I have some standards when it comes to...
things.
Thank you.
There we go.
I would never have gotten there.
So, yeah. Give us a follow on Twitter. Let us know how you found the pod.
Yeah. Leave a review if you'd like to. Subscribe. I have a few personal shout-outs. I think you do, too. Right? You did earlier. We gave a shout out to Gina.
To Gina.
We gave a shout out to. Shout out. I was going to give a shout out to my friend Taylor. She gave us her first review on Apple and she said we were funny and I appreciate that. She's never seen Lost, but she's still listening. Anyone I know that's listening and has told me, I appreciate it so much.
You're all awesome.
I bet you feel the same.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is fun for us.
Yep. Okay. We're going to have fun together.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out. We will be putting out some bonus stuff eventually. We've recorded some bonus stuff. Sometimes on accident, sometimes on purpose.
Yeah.
We'll be putting that out whenever, you know, it's like a weird week, like a holiday week or something.
Sure.
And, you know, we'll just put out something short, 30 minute something. We'll keep you entertained as long as we can, man.
Yeah. If you can't tell, we like to talk. So sometimes the mic is just running and we're just going. So
yep.
If you'd like to hear...
Let us know on Twitter if you want us to talk about something specific outside of Lost, and we'll fucking do it. I can't wait. We have tons
so
to
many
say.
Opinions. And whatever you want to hear them.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, I have a lot to say about it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I have one thing to say, and it's a lot.
That's a good tagline.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
is that That's my merch. That's my merch.
That's your merch.
All right. We figured it all out. I can be done with this. Just kidding.
Dream achieved.
Thank you. Well... Thank you so much,
Thanks
Greg.
For listening,
we
folks.
Did so much today.
Oh,
it was great to see you too. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your presence. Ned was a great co-host tonight. He only barked just a little bit. And yeah, we will see you guys next week for three more episodes of Lost. We're going to keep doing the three format until we get to the season one finale because it is. Yeah. Itself three episodes, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Two or three. So we're just going to cover that when we get there, but we're going to keep chugging through it.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much. Everyone have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.